మేధా మే ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతీ మేధా మే అశ్వినాభౌ ఆహతాం పుష్కరస్రజాః ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుస్త్రోత్రమధోబల ఇంద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ది సిస్టర్స్. ఇట్స్ ఇండీడ్ వెరీ ప్లెజెంట్ దట్ విత్ ఇన్ 3 months వీ మీట్ అగైన్. To look to each other and to look to the one in each other. To look each other is very common. To look to the one in all that we see is uncommon. But the truth is, it is only one as many. The very theme that is given for this weekend is to see the one in anything that you see. Yes. When you see no other than the one, whatever you see is the state of synthesis. So synthesis is a very favorite and popular term these days. We try to synthesize as much as possible. We went on analyzing, analyzing, and analyzing. See, the more we analyze, we are lost into the analysis. It is therefore decided that we walk back to the very center, from where everything diversified itself. The very universe is a word that gives us the message that it is only one as variety, one as many. we went on seeing many things. And we are in the process, we have lost the one in many. Today there is a lot of speaking all over the groups about the violet flame. Yes. The color violet is one of the seven colors. It is one white ray of the sun. White ray of the sun, soul. It details into seven colors. Therefore, we have seven different presentations of the white ray only. If we are with the white ray of the sun, you are with all the seven colors. Today we speak about, are you first ray, are you second ray, are you third ray, are you fourth ray? Yes. It's an analysis. It's good to know the analysis. But you cannot get stuck with the analysis. You cannot say that the Count Saint Germain, who is predominantly looking at me, he is not just a seventh ray master. Don't think so. He works for seventh ray. But he remains in synthesis. Yes. Likewise, every master of wisdom. Don't think that Jesus the Christ is just a sixth ray. Yes. He is a grand master of synthesis, but works for the sixth ray. Whatever one works for is not what he is. We cannot call Joseph Faraday as a former banker and Quan Maria as an architect and Joseph Perez, another Joseph, a doctor. It is a partial truth, a small truth. But all the three are humans. And even among humans, we divide. Only for understanding. Yes. We say Asians. Today only I learned, Asianos means old people. Asianos. You know why they are called Asianos? They are the first sub-race of the humanity. Yes. But they are also humans. Europeans, also humans. Aryopians are Europeans. Aryans, we are all Aryans. Yes. There are no Iranians. It's all Aryaka, Aryana, Aryopa, like that. Today we differentiate each other. We also look different outside. The outside difference is on account of local conditions. People around the equator tend to be brown or black. People who are beyond Tropic of Cancer or Tropic of Capricorn, they don't get so much heat of the sun. Therefore their skin is not burnt, and therefore they have white peel, they remain white. If you are depending upon the longitude and latitude upon the planet, different colors come up, different sizes of the forms come up. Depends upon what kind of food is available. The planet does not give the same food everywhere. It does not give same climate everywhere. Yes. The five elements are different in different places, and therefore we have our food habits, and therefore we have our dressing habits. These are all peripherals, but we are all humans. Isn't it? That we are one humanity is forgotten. We remember that we are Spanish, we are German, we are Belgians, we are Italians, we are Portuguese. Even in Europe there are so many identities now. According to our ability to detail things, analyze things, as much as we analyze, so many names can be given. And we analyze for facility. Yes. Different trees are given different names. Yes. But it's all one plant kingdom. So likewise, there is an innumerable manyness, but it is all one as many. Yes. The wisdom of synthesis tells us to look at the one in all. There is no other. To say there is no other, the word in Sanskrit is ananya, which is now getting famous in the West. You also know the word Advaita. Now there are some groups emerging saying that we follow the yoga of Advaita. There is no yoga of Advaita as such. Yes. It is yoga. Yoga is unity. The word yoga is unity. Yes. So if you see the unity in all, it is called the state of yoga. If you see the one in all, it is called the state of yoga. When you see the one in all, and when you don't see other things, it is Advaita. Same term, not two is one. Not two does not mean it is three. Yes. When it is not even two, how can it be three? Yes. The one became two, and the two together brought out the three, and the three have created the fourth. Like this it went on multiplying. Yes. So from the absolute God, there is the male-female God in every theology. And from male-female God, there is the birth of the third one, who is called the Creator. Cosmic nature, cosmic substance brought out cosmic Creator. And the third one has like us meaning he has the mind, the cosmic mind. And the cosmic mind went on differentiating the male-female God in varieties of ways. In anything that you see, it is all male-female. Anything you may see, animate or inanimate, there is the male-female. There is the essence and there is an expression of that essence. So that is what is multiplied, one has become two and then became three, and then there is multiplication of triangles. The whole creation is seen but an innumerable multiplication of triangles. Innumerable. So therefore, the masters of wisdom from ancient most times, they first realized the three, the wisdom of the three is called Trinosophia. Trinosophia. They went on seeing the three. Just like in every one of us, yes, there is the form, there is the life, and there is the awareness. None of us can deny that we don't have awareness. We have awareness. We have pulsating life. And we have a form. So this is called Trinosophy. Anything you can see, the three. Likewise, seeing three, 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 three is called the wisdom of the three. It is the wisdom of the three logos who emerge from one. So this unity is regained by those who are tired of seeing the diversity. When you keep on seeing detail, 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 detail. Somewhere on the way, you get perplexed and you get even vexed. So then you think, let me get back. Yes. So this idea of getting back is what is making humanity think of synthesis. There can be thousands of examples even. I see two young doctors sitting before me. In earlier times, a physician had a good knowledge of the entire body. Today there are specialists. Due to excessive analysis of the various dimensions of human body. So there are separate doctors for eye. They don't care what happens to the nose. Their job is only about the eye. There are doctors for the heart. There are doctors for ear, nose and throat. There are doctors for nervous depressions. There are doctors for human psychology. There are doctors for bones. Isn't it? Orthopedics. There are doctors for children. Pediatrics. There are, every limb is taken care of by a doctor. But no doctor knows completely the human being. If you have a heart problem, you go to a cardiac surgeon or cardiac physician. If you tell him that there is some problem in the stomach, he doesn't know about it. He says, please go to an endocrinologist. He will insert things from the mouth or from the other side. Verify inside and let you know. If you say, I also get some ear problem. He says, go to ENT doctor. If you have some problems with your nervous system, go to a neuro physician. If kidneys are not functioning, they suggest you to go to a nephrologist. So, and no one deals with the entire human being. And they are also not worried about the entire human being. They are not worried. They say, if you have a problem in the chest region, go to a cardiac physician. But the stomach, go to a general physician. Like that, the specialization in a science called medicine, the science of health, has gone so far that no doctor is capable of diagnosing the cause for apparent many problems which emerge from one cause. So the analysis has put us out of synthesis. It is so in every field, not only medicine. Yes, if you go to finance field, it has many, 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 many specializations. Accountancy field, there are many, many, many specializations. Any science, many specializations, and no one has a total and complete view. When we have only viewpoints about things, but not a vision, yes, we cannot say that we have comprehended through analysis. Synthesis as basis, analysis can be done. But only analysis, losing the very base of synthesis, would leave us in a very complex situation and a very confused situation. Very confused situation. So from generals to particulars is more important than trying to reach from particulars to generals. The seers of ancient times believed in understanding from generals to particulars, not from particulars to generals. From the seed, you can understand the unfoldment of the tree, not from the leaves, not from the stacks from which the leaves emerge, not from the branches. It is one seed that sprouts, develops a trunk, and grows vertically and gives out many branches. Each branch gives out a sub-branch, and the sub-branch gives out many stacks, and each stack carries certain leaves and certain fruits or flowers. So when you cannot see the one unity of the entire tree, you lose sight of the basic knowledge. So therefore, there is the need to devote ourselves. Devotion is needed to see the one in all. Yes. Unless you devotedly see, you cannot see the one in all. That's where devotion is important. It's an attitude, but not some emotional worship. Yes. Devotion has to be an attitude. So if you devotedly look at everything, then you find the one in a different way presented here. Yes. Different. The same see. We have seen elsewhere. Yes. We have seen the same sea when we are in the city of Rio. Yes. We give different names to different places of the same sea. There is only one sea on earth. One waters. Yes. Called as Atlantis or Pacific. Or Arctic, Antarctic, Hindu Ocean, Mediterranean, Black Sea, Adrian Sea, this sea, that sea, so many seas. But it's only one water on the planet. And it's only one land on the planet. It's all one. For facility, we have to make an understanding for the mind. We divide and see. But the division should not be absolute. It is apparent. The apparent is seen as real, and the real got obscured. When you start accepting the apparent as real, the real gets hidden. Yes. Even when we see the sun, we don't see the source from which the light is coming through the sun. Sun is the form through which the light is coming to us. Sun is like another globe, an illumined globe through which light is coming to all of us. Yes. So sun gives light. He is like saying that the eye sees. It's not the eye that sees. It is you and me that see. Yes. Isn't it? Eye is the window. Eye is the window. The window cannot see. The window enables the sight. Who is seeing through the windows of the eyes? The inner being. Yes. Since he is of light, it is his light that comes through the eyes. Yes. And that is what we have to see when we see the people. See the light. Therefore we see at the eye. Don't see at other parts of the body. When you meet the other person, don't look at his lower torso. Oh, Joseph, you have grown like that. People see not the other person. Ah, your hair is grey. Ah, you have lost hair. You look a bit older. The inner being neither grows roundsome, nor does it thin down. There is no change with him. It's the light. Yes. And we say regularly that, may the light in me be the light before me. Let it be, but we don't see. Yes, that's our problem. What, Joseph? He's a good friend of mine. Joseph Manuel. We can never forget him. And I know he never forgets me. Yes. So, coming back to the story, the one is lost, the rest is there. What is the use? The one who is the basis for all is lost. You don't look at the person, you look at the personality. Keep on looking at the personalities without seeing the person. If you see numbers, yes, you see there is a story of zeros, yes. If we have 7 zeros or 6 zeros, let us say a number which you know. You have 6 zeros followed by 1. Yes. What is its value? 0000001. What is its value? 1. But if you set this 1 before, it becomes a million, isn't it? So what the value has changed by million times, by looking at the number more than the zeros. Yes. If the one is missing in us, in our understanding, in our sight, in our perception, in our consciousness, we remain zeros. That's why when a hero went to a master, when a hero, you know the heroes, no? There are so many heroes. So when a hero walks, there will be around about at least 10-15 assistants. He doesn't introduce himself. A king doesn't introduce himself. He has people to introduce him. That's the style. That's the pride. So they went on introducing the hero to a master of wisdom. The master went on listening. And then they asked the master, how do you see our hero? I see him as a zero. Because the soul is not shining, the person is not shining, the personality is shining. The shine of personality doesn't exist for long. It's only the soul. Yes. When you are young, you are muy fuerte, very strong, very beautiful. You can do many acrobats. But the form changes. At 90 years, today I went to a residence. Yes. I have seen people who are beyond 90. They are no more heroes. Yes. Even if you as the chief of a bank, yes, or a chief of a multi-corporate, or a great psychiatrist, now Alzheimer's. The person is gone. So person is important. Personality is secondary. The one in all is important. All other things without the one has no meaning. In a war, if the king is... If the king is defeated, all the entire army, they stop fighting. Isn't it? Yeah. So there is one in all. Yes, who when we associate with whom, if we, the one with whom we associate, he gives us the ability to see the one in all. Therefore, we have to devotedly see the one. That's where the devotion is needed, to experience the synthesis. We will continue tomorrow. Half an hour I have just introduced. Too many concepts about synthesis is also antithesis, kind of synthesis, no? A thesis about synthesis. if you write a thesis about synthesis and present it to your master of wisdom, he laughs and laughs and laughs and laughs. Yeah. Isn't it? So we have, it's a joke that we have 5 sessions to analyze the synthesis. It is more to be realized than to be analyzed. Isn't it? But we are humans. Yes. It's a big topic, synthesis. Therefore, we should have 5 sessions. More number of sessions, more contrary to synthesis will happen. The only way is to give you many, many examples, how we miss synthesis. Yes. We can give stories, we can give examples, how we miss the one synthesis. By more and more understanding the synthesis. Yeah. There is a statement in advanced masonry, in the masonry of masters of wisdom, where it is said, don't try to understand too much. Don't try. Understanding leads to misunderstanding. Big head doesn't help. You may have a very swollen head and you may get very frequent headaches because you think too much. A Zen master, to him a thinker has gone. A thinker. So thinker, his problem is he thinks a lot and speaks a lot. When his breath is exhausted, when the lung power is gone, then the Zen master looked at him. You know, a Zen master is one who is like boom, like a laughing Buddha. He went on laughing. So the thinker was perplexed. So the thinker asked the Zen master, don't you find anything in my thoughts, he said. In my thesis, he said. Then the Zen master said, thinking a waste of time, he said. A complete waste of time. So more and more if you try to understand, you lose common sense. So that's why instead of trying to understand, start realizing the one in all. If you are able to realize the one in all, you can say volumes and you can speak volumes. That's how the seers have spoken so many volumes. If you don't see the one and keep on making volumes, no one will even look at those volumes. There are scriptures which are visited again and again and again over thousands of years. There are novels which are just seen once and thrown out. A novel is not written again and is not read again and again and again. Why? Because it doesn't lead you to realization. Yes. A sculpture that leads you to realization, it remains simple and the practice is also simple. So saying that, I would close the talk. I extended by another 5 minutes. It's a bad habit, you know. Yes. It becomes a habit that you speak and speak and speak. And you always speak more than the intended schedule of time. I know that I would do it. Therefore, I have set the watch. And yet... and yet... See? Thank you. We'll continue tomorrow. Namaskaram.